If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Dean. I hope you're calling from an undisclosed location.
I am. It's at least undisclosed to you.
Okay.
Undisclosed to most people. I haven't told anyone. How are you? It's great to wake up and every morning have Donald Trump show more support for white supremacy.
Yes.
Guten Morgen.
See that in,
as we say in German.
Remember when he said, African-American voters, what do you have to lose by voting for me? Well, the answer is the president of defense white supremacy. There you go.
Yes. I think we know what now. Yeah. Dean, obviously, you were all over the news yesterday, and it's so interesting how all this connects, because I read this horrific, what was it, blog post by Andrew Anglin, who is the editor of the Daily Stormer, about how Heather Heyer was a, fat, childless loser, and it was good that she was dead, and something you can't believe a human being wrote. He went one better with that, so he tried to... how do you even say this? He tried to frame you say you were behind the Manchester bombing by phonying up tweets of yours, right?
Yeah, that was the remarkable thing. Like, it was, I had a run-in with him in August 2015, because I wrote an article for the Daily Beast saying, when is the Republican Party going to denounce the white supremacist supporting Donald Trump? And I mentioned him. So he wrote an article which called me a terrorist, which is typical. I'm like, whatever. And we fought on Twitter, and that was it. But then I wrote a new article May 31st, saying, why won't Donald Trump use the words white supremacist terrorism? And he went crazy because I was making fun of his beloved Trump, because he's one of the white supremacists who have long supported Donald Trump publicly. And so he literally wrote an article fabricating tweets of mine. Like, he took tweets and changed them, and it looked real with hashtags, and he put fake likes and retweets saying things like, I'm claiming responsibility for the Manchester bombing. That was in May, like a week before that, where 23 people were killed outside the Ariana Grande concert. I'm sure people remember that. And then things like me praising the terrorist by name and saying things like, I hope the other people in the hospital fighting for their life die. And I did this all for Allah. And it was unreal. Like,
he said you were the mastermind behind the Manchester bombing.
Wow.
He did. He fabricated tweets, then put these fake tweets in his article to prove his point that I'm the mastermind behind the Manchester bombing. And he even put in there, he told his supporters to confront me because I'm a terrorist. And I got a bunch of death threats, but through their website, like pictures of a guy holding a gun saying, Dean, look in the barrel of this, and Dean, I hope you die of natural causes before we get you, and this kind of stuff. So,
Dean, I know you filed the federal lawsuit. I hope you called the FBI, yeah?
Well, we didn't, because they weren't sent to me directly through email.
Okay.
But I did go to security at Sirius XM and the Daily Beast right away and say, guys, they really can't find me. I mean, it's hard to find where I live and stuff. But they can find an office at Daily Beast or Sirius XM, and they were aware of it. So there was concerns, both online hacking attacks and physical confrontation, especially after Pizzagate. And three Daily Stormer readers in the past have committed terrorist attacks. Dylan Roof was a Daily Stormer reader.
Yeah.
The guy who came to New York in March, James Jackson, who killed a black man because he was radicalized by the Daily Stormer and charged with terrorism, was a reader, and so was the guy who killed the British member of Parliament right before Brexit.
Yeah,
I
loved in those one piece they did about you yesterday. You said, as a Muslim comedian, you're used to being told to go back to my country, which is New Jersey. But you said, I've never had death threats before, and the difference is Daily Stormer readers have committed violence in the past, as you were just, alluding to.
Concern.
Yeah, and I mean, it is really terrifying. The climate out there. You said, you wrote, hopefully this lawsuit can play a small role in pushing back against the white supremacist hate that has been emboldened under Trump. And I hope so, that we are fighting back. We are resisting. This is only empowering us. Nobody's backing down.
No, while Donald Trump refuses to denounce white supremacy in passionate terms, he'll call Elizabeth Warren a racist and Hillary Clinton a criminal and she'll go to jail. He won't say that about white supremacy, and there's two sides and many sides. We have to fill the gap. We have to step up and fill the void to make it clear that these white supremacist bigots, despicable people, they have the right to spew their hate, but go back in the margins where you belong, in the shadows. I believe in the First Amendment. You have your right to spew hate in America.
Yeah.
But the president should be having moral leadership. Instead, he's not. So we have to show it. We have to step up and make it clear. This is not allowed to be part of mainstream American. Anti-Semitism is not allowed. There are not two sides to that. There's not two sides to racism or homophobia. There's not two sides to anti-Muslim bigotry. And that's where it's creeping. This is he's unleashing hate against every non-white Christian male out there by what he's doing. Because he will turn on the LGBT community even more. He's done it with his pretend transgender ban that didn't go into effect yet, but it might.
Yeah.
He will continue. He is playing a dangerous game of pitting Americans against each other.
I said nothing, and then they came for me. I mean, it's never been more clear. And by the way, you tweeted, Trump says he has to wait for all the facts before condemning white supremacist terror. Meanwhile, he doesn't wait a second if it's a Muslim. I mean, as we were saying, in the middle of those incidents, he's tweeted, right? Let alone waiting for all the facts.
Orlando shooting last June, he tweeted within hours of it. And after the London Bridge attack, he tweeted like the next hour about it right away. And that was stunning. And this morning, you may or may not have seen, and I hope you don't read his Twitter feeds all the time, but he tweeted about 20 minutes ago defending the Confederate statues by name, the ones of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. And, you know, there's a speech, and I just tweeted out an excerpt from it, from Alexander Stevens. He was the vice president of the Confederacy. And he told everyone what their Confederate nation was really about. In his famous speech, well, the cornerstone speech that they try to whitewash away. And in it, he said, our government is founded. The cornerstone rests upon the great truth that the Negro is not equal to the white man, that slavery, subordination to superior races is natural and normal condition. This is our new government. That is what the Confederacy is. That's what every Confederate statue is about. If you want to keep the statues up there, then at least put a plaque under everyone, traitor to the United States of America, who supported white supremacy, slavery, and racism.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's our compromise. Put them up there and put them in the context they belong in there.
Dean, just as I'm talking to you, this headline popped up, Fox News hosts getting death threats after criticizing Trump. So in good company, I guess. I mean, that's the thing, is we've seen these clips of even Fox News people, hosts, otherwise. Who was the, Vanessa, the blonde gal that was, you know, stunned after this press conference? And I mean, go ahead.
There were people, you know, there was a Republican, started to put on Fox News, African-American, who was fighting tears on air. And to see this and the painful, think about this. I have a sense of what the African American community is going through now, because during the campaign, as a Muslim, I heard Donald Trump say, I want a total, complete shutdown of Muslims coming to this country. And when you hear the person that time who was essentially the GOP nominee, a leading politician, demonize your community, it hurts more than people would realize, because you don't expect that in 2016 or 2017 to have that kind of rhetoric. So now to have the President of the United States defending the most vile white supremacist images of Stonewall Jackson, Robert E. Lee, people who are not only traitors, but fought to defend the ownership of black people as pieces of property.
Yeah.
To me, I can imagine a little bit what I've gone through, but not even close to what most people, if not everyone in the African American community and their allies, are feeling now. And the rest of us know he's coming for us.
And by the way,
that he's coming for the rest of us. Come for my community. He'll come for every community out there if you're not a white Christian man.
Dean, I said yesterday on CNN, he is a traitor that is defending other traitors. You know, the fact that he's given aid and comfort to people like this. Listen to this. William Johnson yesterday, white nationalist.
Well, I think that America needs to take a different direction. Whether it needs to come into my direction, I don't know. We have a festering racial problem that's only going to get worse. I think the only solution is separation. But there may be another solution, and Donald Trump is going to, I think, help us overcome the racial divide. I think that he will encourage fair-minded, deep-thinking people to realize that separation is the only way we can achieve racial goals.
Good God.
It's only logical, right?
Good God. These are why these statues were put up in the first place, to protest a segregated school. Desegregated schools, pardon me.
Yeah, I'm sure you probably talked about it, that some of the statues were put up when Plessy versus Ferguson was decided, the famous Supreme Court case, it's separate but equal. And then a big wave of Confederate statues went up in the 50s and 60s as white conservatives were protesting the civil rights movement. That was their way, to put a statue up of white supremacy to make it clear that we're pushing back against the civil rights movement and equality and the ending of Jim Crow law. And that's all factually accurate. That's what these statues are about. They can belong in a statute. You know, you can't erase our history. It's unfortunate that in the Constitution now, the Fugitive Slave Clause that was in there, which said that black people are the property of their owners, have to be returned, is gone. That shouldn't be in effect anymore, but gone, where students don't realize as kids about the white supremacist history of our nation. And I think it helps to know that. And yes, thankfully, the 13th Amendment got rid of that clause. But you don't hear about it. It's not even taught in school anymore. And I think that's unfortunate. I think you should learn about the dark side, but you shouldn't celebrate it with a statute.
Yeah.
That's the difference. You should learn about it. We can't forget the dark side of our...
Yeah, that's why we have museums like the Holocaust Museum and and others.
That's
right.
What you have them. You put them in a museum and you teach kids about it in school, in the curriculum, the evils of the Confederacy, the evils of Jim Crow, the evils of racism. You don't celebrate it. And that's what Trump wants to do. He wants to celebrate it.
Dean, be safe. I mean that with all of my heart. You're doing fantastic work. Listen to Dean's show right here on Sirius XM. And, honey, keep fighting the good fight and let us know what you need.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Dean.